Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to KS Radio on tonight. We're coming together, and I prayed. But I'll pray again, considering the fact that we can never say that we can pray enough. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for fixing the lines on tonight, God. We thank you for your presence. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would move, Father, into houses and into families, Lord God. Move upon your people tonight in a great and mighty way, Lord God. Answer the questions, Father. Answer the concerns of the heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as we come together to lift up your name, to glorify you, Lord God, because we want to take no glory to ourselves, Lord God, but we just want to lift up the name of Jesus, Father, that he may draw all men unto himself, O Lord. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time. We pray that it be another segment of love, forgiveness, and second chances, full of power, full of your grace and full of your mercy. We thank you, Father, for your loving kindness, which is better than life. And I pray, Lord God, that you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise in the name of Jesus. So, good evening, family of God. Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different on this Monday evening. We know that many have concerns and many have thoughts. Many have prayer requests as we are in certain uncertain times, but we know that there's a God who is able to deliver us and to heal us of all our diseases. And so we're just going to open the lines on tonight and give our family a chance to weigh in and share what's on your heart on tonight. So, Pastor Hunter, are the lines open? Can anyone hear me? Pastor Hunter, can you open the line? And while he's doing that, the scripture that we are resting upon in these hours and in this time is 2 Chronicles 7:14. It should be familiar to all of us. When God's cry or his voice through his prophet says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will forgive them and I will heal their land. And we believe that in this hour, that's what God is calling us to do. Not to just pray, but to repent, to turn from our wicked ways, because we're living in such a wicked time, a wicked hour. And there's so much that has gone on. And we see that the wickedness of the world has even infiltrated the church. And this is the hour when God has the whole world's attention. And many aren't focusing on the world, on God. They're focusing on the things of the world. And so as believers, we do have concerns. And we want to do our part. God said that he would not always strive with man. And he also says that judgment will begin at his house. And so we do our part, seek God like never before and draw closer to his presence and put our ear to his voice and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I truly believe that prayer would change things. It always has. It's been our tool. It's been an instrument. It's been our greatest weapon, our defense, is to call upon a holy God. Because when we call upon him, he answers. And when we call with a heart of gratitude, and we call with a heart of passion, when we call with a heart of truth, and honesty and humbling ourselves before a great and mighty God and seeking his face and praise and in worship, magnifying his holy and righteous name, acknowledging who he is, acknowledging that he's sovereign, acknowledging that he's holy, acknowledging him in all of our ways, trusting him, drawing away from the things of the world, from the things that we've set up as idols, from people, from places, from things, and just getting along with God and finding out, God, what is it that you want us to do in this hour? What would you have me do? Because it's personal. Even though it's collective, it's something just personal and intimate about our relationship with God. But he would draw us and pull us aside and say, come, sit with me. Let's have a talk. And so as a body of believers, that's what we want to do. We want to be on one accord. We want to be in unity as Christ has called us to be one. And we want to be in the will, in God's perfect will. And so if there's anything that I know I'm searching my own heart and asking God to show me so that I can get it right, that I can come to him with clean hands and a pure heart. Our lands need to be cleansed. Our hearts need to be clean. He said if we love him, we will keep his commandments. And he also said that for us to be holy just as he is holy. And so tonight we beseech in a holy God. And I believe that the lines are clear now. So the lines are open for any discussion, any concerns, any answers, any revelation. It's your night.
Amen. This is Apostle Carla Savage. And
hey,
I'm
Pastor
happy to be
Savage.
Here. I'm so happy to be here. I was early. I was like, wait a minute now. I had my heart set on being here tonight. There's a few things in my life that I wanted to put in the forefront, and this is one of them. But I was listening to what you were saying regarding this time that we're in right now. And during this time, you know, Holy Spirit has been revealing to me not to get distracted by this situation that's going on with the nation, because he has yet given us assignments to do, and he's yet given us purposes to fulfill. And sometimes we as even believers, we get distracted by things that's happening in our lives or happening around us, and because we're here, we're human, we have family, we have loved ones. But he was telling me and showing me that I told you, I mentioned you to you, Minister Valerie, about being in the Valley of Baca and being in the valley and how God was showing me at that time. He said, don't just be in the valley, but get busy in the valley. Dig wells, because I'm going to send the rain and it's going to fill your wells to overflow. Make yourself busy digging wells. And he gave me scripture about that, even when he said that some will come and try to take over your well. But you will get to a place where your the wells that you dig will be your wells. And when I send the overflow, you will have that fills your wells and all that overflow. So that God gave me at the beginning of at the end of last year, coming into the new year, and then he also gave me Amos 9:13 or 15 about how things were going to come, how he was going to do some things, and they were going to come so fast and happen so fast. One thing was has happened so fast that your head will swim. And then it says one thing on the heel of another, you know, will these things happen in your life. With all of that, you know, God has me focused on that. And then when this situation came, because I just happened to be one of those people that are considered high risk. So my family is like being superly overprotective. But God is still saying to me that I've given you a purpose. I've given you an assignment. And regardless of what's going on around us, yes, we ought to pray. And and through prayer, deliverance will come, you know, of our nation. And so, but he was wanting me to say to the sisters and brothers and my friends and the Lord, to stay focused on the assignment that God has given you while you pray. It's like we even though we are our minds say pray, and we want to, you know, be concerned about the situation that's going on in the world, but God is still saying I have a specific thing for the body of Christ to do. And in order for us to continue to do what we're called to do, we have to stay focused on what it is that God has for us to do. And that was my key word for this year, just focus, not to lose focus on what God is doing and knowing that he is God and that he has this whole thing in his hand. Nothing happens without his knowledge or his doing. Nothing happens. And so I just want to encourage you that in the midst of this world is going through and things that we're facing right now, we still have assignments to complete. We still have purposes to fulfill, and we can't get totally, distracted by what's going on around us, but we have to stay focused on what God has for us to do in this time. He was letting me know that this is you in a perfect place for you to finish that book that had you writing. You're in a perfect place where you have the quiet that you said that you need, or that alone time that you say you need with me. Even though this thing is going on in this world, I'm still creating opportunity for you to have a deeper relationship and a deeper love for me at this time. So utilize what I have for you at this time and not get so distracted by the things that's around you. We as people of God ought to be the most focused people. I feel like, that's my own personal opinion, I feel like that the people of God ought to be so focused on the things that God has for us that nothing else matters. It's like I think it's the Psalms that says it's better than life. You got to live in this life, and living for God is better than life itself. So I just want to encourage you in this time to stay focused on what it is that God has for us to do in this time and during this time.
Thank you. That was a good word, and I totally agree, because I found that for myself in the past few weeks is that I'm looking at reflecting back on exactly what did he tell me to do in the first place. And it's coming back to me, because you can be so easily drawn away from the task that he gave you in the beginning. Like you said, now he's given us that time to reflect, to redirect, to reposition ourselves and come back to his original plan that he had for our lives. He said that he has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. And so we can be doing good things, but are we really doing what God wants us to do? We do good works, but is it the purpose and plan that God has for us? Or are we being enticed and drawn away? And I believe that this is also a time where, like you said, we can become more intimate with God and get our direction and our focus back if we've lost the focus. And so God is great in all his ways. I remember one morning I was driving to work, and I began to just pray, and I had to stop. I was asking God for things, and I had to stop. I said, but God, forgive me, because you know what you're doing. I may not know and I may not understand, but I know this is your hand. And one thing that I do believe is that for many, that we've the reverence or the fear of the Lord. I'm not talking about, I'm talking about on a worldwide level, is that people don't really fear God the way he deserves to be reverenced, because he's a holy God. Anyone else?
Yes, Sister Baron. This is Mother McKenzie. As the lady was talking earlier, I was reminiscing back, and I remember about, 3 years ago, God had started dealing with me with purpose. And he was saying, do your walk match your talk, and do your talk match your walk? And, you know, and I had started thinking about that. And then next he was saying, stay focused. It's so much going on. You know, we need to stay with a purpose, with focus on him. And I had, we was doing some things at church, and we were supposed to do some talking or something, and I had, mine was a close to walk with thee. And I remember they were saying, that, oh, you going back old school, talking about you going on back there. And I said, yeah, it's time for us to have a closer relationship, an intimate relationship with God, with Jesus. And, you know, in the beginning of this year, I had not heard him plainly about what my purpose or whatever was for this year. And I was just praying and asking, and he said, remember 8 months from now. And when I counted it up, it came up to March. And I was saying, March has different meanings for me. It's kind of March and April, kind of sad months for me because of, I lost my parents and stuff. And then this April, I lost my baby brother. And, you know, and when I counted it up, it came up to March. And then all this corona and all that stuff. And I said, I had prayed. And I said, well, Lord, whatever the 8 month is and whatever going on, just prepare me for it now, that I might be able to either do what you have called me to do. So, you know, we all have a purpose. And like you say, this is a time that we can use to go even closer to him and have that personal, intimate relationship with him. You know, we're so busy going around and doing things, we don't take that time out. But now we really don't have no reason not to, because some we are in home 24/7 almost, and then and all like that, and that just means we have time to just take a few minutes at least every day to give him praise, to worship him, and let him know that we appreciate him, and that we know he won't put no more us on us than we can bear. And he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So no matter what we're going through and where we are, he's still right there by us. And all we have to do is call on 24/7. Thank you for the chance just to say a few words tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Mother McKenzie. Anyone else? I do agree with what Pastor Savage was saying. It's about focus. That means we keep our, you know, no matter what goes on, we don't move in fear, but we keep looking to God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. And also, like I said, getting back into order of what his will is and his purpose is for our life, the job at hand, the assignment that he's given us to do. And that's what Pastor Savage, I just want to reiterate that, is saying that no matter what's going on around us, if God gave us an assignment, then he's going to be with us for that assignment.
Now, that's true.
Now, if we move away and start doing something else that's outside of what his will is, we can't expect that he's going to just do it our way. It's supposed to be the other way around. God is God. He don't need us. And if we don't do it the way he said, he'll go find somebody else to do it. So we have to stay focused and stay in our lane, and that's what I'm learning. And so Pastor Savage, again, thank you for bringing it to the forefront.
You know, God bless everybody tonight, to facilitator, to prophetess Val Ree Harris. This is Bridgie from North Carolina. And I was just contemplating exactly what I would say. I don't know if you can hear me. My phone has two malfunctions. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
I think I'm going to tell a brief testimony because the woman of God just said some things that, and even the woman of God before her said some things, and I could probably say a lot, but not today. I won't. But I just want to talk about my testimony. And I know that Prophetess Val Harris can attest to some of what I'm saying. And I didn't really know I would need witnesses tonight, but maybe perhaps she can be one. It's been more than a few years that God has began to deal with me about some of the situations we find ourselves in. And even though I've been ordained in various places that God has blessed me, one of the most prominent areas right now, I think, is moving in the area of not only the apostolic, but the prophetic. And the church has been getting so many words from so many different sources, and it changed so much in the last 15 years, more or less, for too many places of entertainment rather than a place where you go and you get a word from God, a real word from God. And so my testimony is simply this. I've been talking about what's been coming for over 20-something years. My testimony is that about a year ago, the Lord told me to start wearing a mask. My testimony is simply this. May the 26th, I got a documented and a date. My grandbaby was over my house, and I said, look, you ordering your mask today. May the 26th, 2019, and I'll send the documents to Prophetess Val to validate what I'm saying. And so God had gave me and others a whole lot of stuff, because what God does is he raises up credible prophets when chaos and various situations happen. And a lot of them is not even in the forefront. A lot of them he began to raise up, as one would say, in the backside of the mountain. And then when it's appointed time, a lot of the real prophets, and I'm not saying, you know, everybody's not, I'm just saying we've dealt so long with the phony till we don't know the real when it's coming or comes. And so the reason I say that, because I've been talking about this stuff for over 20 years. And so I began to wear my mask, just like the man of God Ezekiel, how he slept on his side, or the man of God in Old Testament began to walk around in his nudity. It's symbolic of what God is saying and what God is about to do. And if very few people ask me why I was wearing a mask, and when I went out of my way to tell men of God, women of God, please, some of which are renowned and have great standards, they would look at me like I lost my mind. And I was like, what is things coming to that the people of God, when they hear a real word from God, that they don't hear from God? And so I've come to the conclusion that we have to stop moving in our soulish, fleshish realm and begin to get walk in the realm of the spirit. The woman of God said, I think she said, a personal, intimate relationship. Listen, with our Father, he wants his family just to fellowship with him, just as any other family would have a family reunion. God wants a family reunion with the world. And so there's a thing, some things he's about to do. We've only just began to see, because we've moved out of grace, and people still think we're in grace, but we move from grace. And the evidence of the dispensational time we live in, the evidence is right here, and we're looking at it. We'd have missed some things. And I probably would have too, but I've been looking and waiting and just seeing the things that God is doing. Look at the signs of the time. If you look at things, you will see. You, if you read your word, read the book of Revelations, we will know what would have happened. The 72 weeks of Daniel is up. It's time now. And so as we begin, my testimony is that God began to deal with me about studying his holy word. God is calling for repentance. We know that. Let's do it. He's calling for holiness. We know it. Let's do it. He's calling his own back to himself. We know it. Let's do it. We have to understand that the church at large is in a state of backsliddenness. But God always have a remnant. And I hope some of that remnant is on the phone line tonight. And so what he began to do with me as I began to go and wear my mask, as I was wearing my mask and I put on my little glasses because I understand about the seven openings in the body, the nostrils, your nose, and your mouth. You have your eyes and you have your ears and some other openings that you need to have covered right now. And God began to deal with me. So I gave a word to anybody I know, anybody would listen. It's all over my Texas. I kept a lot of it from 2019. And God was saying, people are saying 2019-20 going to be the year of vision. I got it down as document. God said it's not. It's the year to finish what they started, just like Joseph had to finish because of the things that will come. Now, Prophetess Val will validate and say, that's what I said to her, and I said to most people. And he said, most people are going to talk about vision. He said, but I already told them what to do, but they haven't finished. They haven't done what I told them. Look at what God is. This is a result of consequences. We ain't consequences. Consequences are not really obeying God, enough of God's people obeying him the way he's called us and his word legislated and legalized what it is as his children, heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ and what he wanted to do. And guess what? God is not going to do it anybody way. He's going to do it his way. We are on the verge, not of only some of the things happen in Revelations, but if we just seek the face of God, do like Malachi, read Malachi the third chapter and really go into God and press into God like we never pressed into God before. The woman of God said an intimate relationship, and that's the start of it. Well, we got to cry out to God like the Hebrew slaves began to cry out before a God that will listen to us, a God who want to hear and answer prayer, a God who knows the state of his children and trying to use repentance. It is the goodness of God that leadeth him to cause us to repent. So I thank him today for his goodness and his mercy. We wouldn't come in to pray, but we praying. Some of us praying now. We got to begin to seek the face of God, and he gave me something that he was going to do. And I believe that we just begin to cry out in sackcloth and ashes, get before God and confess our sins, stuff we did, stuff we're doing now, areas where we need to get delivered, areas where we need to get set free and get real about it, put the pride aside, call folks, repent, get back with your relatives, get back where you should be with your aunties, your cousins, your mama. Look, get back and solve relationships that may be divorced. Let people go. Let them go. Let them. God heal you about stuff that you got since you was 3 years old, and just simply obey God. That's the answer. Obey God, because he wants to move in a revival. He wants to do some things, and it's not by accident or happenstance, because there's no such thing with the powerful, mighty, awesome, majestic, meticulous God that we serve, for he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, because we're not talking about a mere man, but we're talking about a righteous and holy God. Just by his breath, he can move this stuff out the way if he wants to. But we got to cry out. Cry out. The babies need to fast. Look, when I was a young woman and I went on a fast, I didn't let my babies not fast. Everything needs to go on a fast and begin to seek the face of God. And we again don't make excuses, but begin to speak out, and it's a good time to evangelize. It's a good time to minister to people. It's a good time to call them and get things right. It's a good time to say, look, I wronged you 20 years ago, and I've been in church. I've been faking it because I wouldn't get right with you. The word says that you leave your gift at the altar, and you be reconciled to the person you got an issue with. It's time, saints. It's time. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory, 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 glory. And I can testify that
Prophetess Stansberry,
if she don't hear God say it, she ain't gonna say it. I've seen some things in her life, and one thing, when I was seeking God, he sent me back to the prophets. He said, "Go back to the prophets." I was reading Jeremiah today, and I got scared. It was just plain as day as what is going on today. Who's written in the book of Jeremiah? Isaiah talked about it. And so he said that he won't do anything without consulting his, without letting his prophets know. And where, like Prophet Stansberry said, is that the words we've been getting and the way that the church has been backslidden is that we heard so much of the false, and he also said to beware of the false prophets. That we've heard so much false things that when the truth comes, we don't know what to believe. But you can line up the words of the prophet that he's bringing forth in this hour, in this lane, to what's already written in his word. He'll back his word up. And then he says in the book of Revelation, he says, let him who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. So it's not about what we hear in the natural. It's about what we hear in the spirit. So we got to get back to being more spiritual than carnal. When Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, but flesh and blood did not tell you that. It was the Holy Spirit. And he said, upon this rock I shall build my church. He wasn't talking about Peter. His name was Petros, meaning rock. He was talking about upon the Spirit of the living God that he would build his church. And his church is not built with brick and mortar. It's built with spirit-filled people who can draw, who can hear, who reverence God, who worship God in spirit and in truth, who follow after God. And I thank him for his mercy and grace too, because he said he won't always strive with me. But every day he gives us brand new mercy. And we have to turn back to holiness and be righteous. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. That means his ways. And all these things shall be added unto you. It's not my way. It's not your way. It's his way. Even Jesus, when he was in the garden, we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. He said, God, not my will, but let thy will be done. Anyone else? The lines are open. It's your night. Pastor Hunter, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, about 10,000 times. That was reverberating.
What I mean,
had an echo sound to it.
I'm going to tell you, sometimes I don't understand what's wrong with this whole thing. I've had people come out and check it, and I did everything, and all of a sudden I can't hear nobody. But what I want to do is go back to the lady that spoke tonight. I think Now,
men of the time ago did I not? Well, of course, my schedule is coming. My father would have signaled a little bit of what I saw coming.
Doctor, your line is really messing up, so you might need to go back on mute. And she heard you.
I don't think he heard me. I said,
oh, he can hear you
that,
now.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I said I was telling him, yes, I'm the person that was supposed to go to come down and do revival, and I definitely would have hit it on some of the things that we see now, and unless we do something, this is really, in a certain way, not the big deal. Saints, read Revelations. And if you read the book of Revelations, you'll find there was a big depopulation thing going on in the book of Revelations. Like I said before, God gave me a quite a bit of things. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to him. But it's like we have to understand that we are not used to really walking through persecution, and it's coming. Unless we do something totally different. And it says, them that live godly, something they have to do, suffer persecution. And then we see the results of persecution as we look at Paul and Silas in jail. And I heard the prophetess say earlier about fear. She said, we are not to be in fear. And she is actually right, as we related to God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, peace, and soundness, stability in our minds. But we must also understand that we need to be in fear, for real. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And most of the people of God, we have not feared God in the way that we should have. And now we fear in God now because we didn't fear him before. We feared him before. Being honest with you, this is a universal global message, not just to one nation, but to every nation. You would shudder at some of the things. If I read 2019, some of the stuff God had me to send out to different people, and maybe God will open some, you know, hope and open this up, and I'll begin to do that one day as I come on the line as he lead me to do it. This is the beginning. The scriptures say the beginning of sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. So that's why we have to begin to cry out to God and be honest about our sins and quit pointing the finger at somebody else and start really looking at your life and see if you weigh in the balance with God. Because the only thing, there's one major thing that's happened in terms of agenda wise, the rapture. For those that believe in the rapture, we got to live every, the Lord told me, live every moment like I can come. He said, live every moment like you can die. And he know how to say that because, what is it, last year, year before last, the doctors gave me 3 days to live. Five, the head doctor came to the hospital and looked me in my eye. And I had four of the doctors with him. He said, you got 3 days to live. And when he told me that, it took me an hour to pray, listen to everybody's thoughts and opinions who wished me well and wanted me set free and healed. And this time, even my authority said, look, I want you to go. And I always do what the authority in my life say, but I want you to listen to me now. Not this time. I said, I really got to go. And I really got to obey God. And they said to me, I trust you. You hear from God. And that was a year and a half ago. They told me if I walked out the hospital, and see, we've been talking about healing. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. There needs to be a manifestation of the healing power of God. The church got to be more than people that stand up and say something, and then God don't do nothing. But he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. So God is trying to raise up a triumphant church where somebody with the power of God on them and somebody with the presence of God in them will go to the hospital rooms now and his glory is upon them. See, he want to visit us in his glory.
God.
And begin to empty hospital rooms. Oh, yeah, I'm preaching now to my own self. If it ain't nobody but to me. We should be in a place where we say, Lord, I need your glory in my life. I need to see, Lord, you burst something down on the inside of me. I can't stand my neighborhood going. I can't stand what's happening in our communities. Raise me up as I hit my knees. God, anoint me. Move out all things in me that's not like you, so I can walk in your manifestation of your glory. Not to be seen by man, but by God, somebody will turn around and glorify you. Let me calm myself down.
Jesus, that's all right. Ooh, hallelujah.
Like the hospital, we got the answer. God, we got the answer. And it's children, if we'll stretch out, obey God, and be willing to pay the price.
Glory.
The church got the God got the answer manifested in the Holy Ghost inside of his people. These are the things he's dealing with me about. This is the hour that the church can raise up in glory and manifestation of God's power in the earth. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
I want to take us down and take us up. He wants the people in this hour he can trust with his power, with his presence, and walking in his glory. What can hold on to you if you, what can mess with you if you surrounded in his glory?
Hallelujah.
What kind of immune system is the manifestation of, look, the blood of Jesus that's been applied to your life? Didn't we just come through the Passover that God said, look, it's my Passover. I want you to do something about it. What did he say? He said, it's my Passover. I want you to keep it. Look, I want you to keep it for all times. And I thank God for the resurrection and the shed applied blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank him for dying on Calvary's cross, shed his blood, going and take the keys from the enemy and coming back up. But look, we got to still work. We got to still do what he said. Do we talk about the resurrection? But you can't talk about the resurrection unless you understand that he said the Passover I want you to do forever. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to get back to the word, saints. Hallelujah, Jesus. The unadulterated, uncold word of God that is able to set the captives free. I don't care what disease they got. If he can take me and bring me back to death's door, my God, don't you tell me God can't do this. What a mighty God we serve. We're supposed to quiet down, and that's like when he got no power. Now is the time when he's down on the moon, and now when he's anointing. You want the prophets to open up their mouth and begin to prophesy a real word from God. Not thus saith my flesh, but thus saith the Lord. It's time, as the woman of God said earlier, to realign ourselves. The Lord said to me that the body needs to realign itself with me. It's off kilter. They went further than a year. They went further than a year. System of heaven opened the door. They moved the wrong turn. Now they got to make a U-turn back to God. Unrelated. I don't. I need the manifestation of God in my life. I need him to cleanse me. I need him to wash me for real. I want him to so wash me. Look, he said, though your sins be as scarlet, red as red can be, I got some spiritual flow rock bleach that'll look like you ain't never had nothing in your life, because I know how to wash you. I'm the one that know how to cleanse you. I'll do better than any starch, better than any iron and board, and I'll wash your wrinkles out of your life. Is there a bomb in Gilead? Is there a bomb in Gilead? Is there a great physician called Jesus Christ? That's what I'm asking. Is there a bomb in Gilead? Is that one that when God is calling to stand up and answer, and Lord, here I am.
Amen.
Instead of letting somebody else stand up. I'm talking to somebody tonight. Talking to somebody that's been crying out and asking God. I'm asking somebody's questions tonight. I'm answering somebody's questions again. Oh God, why? Why not? God is calling for true altar calls tonight. The Holy Ghost is calling for altar calls. Men, take the right time in the church service. And I'm just saying, I preach and minister, had three ministries going at the same time. But the Holy Ghost is making them altar calls. And I studied when man stopped making the Holy Ghost calls. But before the end, God is making a global Holy Ghost call, an altar call. Come back to God revival. He that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be. Somebody needs to drink tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We talk about in the natural, the first line responders, in this, the preachers, the ministers, the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the pastors, the prophets. My God, need to make their way to personal altar calls.
Yeah, Lord.
God is calling leadership to repent.
Man.
We say it goes and it drops down. This goes up in the top and drops down. Repent, leader. You know, he can tell them to repent before God and stop sinning. He said, go and sin no more. Let the work of things come on. That's the same word that it used to be in. We read the same Bible that we used to read. Leaders, repent.
Amen.
Pews repent. Those that name on the name of the Lord repent. Believers repent. House of God repent.
Oh God, hallelujah. See,
I'm not talking about nobody. I'm talking about me too. I'm talking about all of us. I was doing a book called Not on My Watch. Yes, it is on your watch.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, they have seen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Father God, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for drawing us together. We thank you, Lord God, for sending this woman on the line, Father. For all of those, Lord God, who you're speaking to, Lord God, the prophets that hear your voice, Lord. They love you so much, Lord God, that they love us as well, Lord. I thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this word, Lord God, that you delivered to us on tonight, the words of your servants, Lord God, would not fall on fallow ground, Lord God, but Father, that we're going and plant seeds, Lord God, in the recesses of our soul. Lord God, that we return from our wicked ways, Lord God, that we would judge our own hearts, Lord God, and come clean to you, Father. Father, show us the areas of our lives, Lord God, that are not pleasing to you, Father. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would restore us, Lord God, that you would heal and deliver us, Father, by your Spirit, Lord, that we may be, Lord God, everything that you called us to be, Lord God. We know, Father, that you have not left us alone because it's your promise that you'd never leave us nor forsake us. But Lord God, sometimes we've forsaken you, Lord God, and we ask that you forgive us, Lord God. We ask you, Father, to just wash us, Lord God, and clean us, Father. You said that if we would confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to cleanse us, Lord God, and forgive us of all unrighteousness, Lord. We come, Lord God, asking that you would bear our hearts, Lord God. Show us, Lord God, because sometimes we've forgotten, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, we walk in our own ways, Father, not realizing that we've offended you. Father, that we've offended others. Lord God, if there's anyone, oh God, who we have offended, Lord God, any ought, Lord God, that we have not settled, Lord God, draw us, Lord God, to the place of forgiveness, Lord. Because we know that unforgiveness cannot enter into your kingdom, Lord God. Any lie, Lord God, any deceit, any treachery, any sin, Lord God, any backbiting, Lord God, any falsehood, Lord God, in us, Lord God, clean us up, oh God. Wash us, Lord. You said that a broken spirit and a contrite heart you will not despise, Lord. So we come, Lord God, bearing our heart, pleading with you on tonight, Lord. We thank you for the time, Lord God, that you've given us, Father, to get it right. That you've given us another chance, Lord God, another opportunity, Lord God, to come before you. We thank you, Lord God, for the intimate time, Lord God, that you join us into, Father. Because we know that you want to speak to us, Lord God. Father, we know, Lord God, that the promises that you've given us, Lord God, you haven't turned from your promises. But your promises have conditions, Lord. And Lord God, I pray that we will meet the conditions, Father, that you can move the way you want to move in our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour. And Father, I pray for the woman of God. I pray for Pastor Savage, Lord God, how you're using her in this hour, Lord God. I pray for Pastor Stansberry, Father, how you're using her in this hour, Father. I pray, Lord God, as she ministers, Lord God, and speaks forth the word, that our ears will not be dull, that the ears of your people, Lord God, and their hearts will be prepared to receive the word, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, you say that you chastise those whom you love, but God, it's a callback. It's a redirection, Lord God, of bringing us back to you, Lord God. Your arms are still stretched out still, Lord. You know us better than we know ourselves. You said, thou ways, Lord God, the heart of man is desperately wicked, and no one can know it but you. So, Father, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for his blood, Lord. We thank you for all that he's done, Lord. But you said, he said that he didn't come to do away with the law. He was the fulfillment of the law, God. And he said that if we love you, Father, that we will keep your commandment. You also commanded, Lord God, to be holy just as you are holy. Many times, Lord God, we haven't been holy, Lord God, like you want us to be. And so, Father, we ask that you forgive us. Father, I'm speaking in the us, Lord God, but I'm speaking about myself, Father, because you showed me some things that I've forgotten, Lord God, and you bring it back to my memory, oh Lord. And I thank you, Father, that you're bringing us back to a reverence of you, Lord God, a holy fear, Lord God. As a woman of God who said, that's the beginning of knowledge, that's the beginning of wisdom. And, Lord, we need it like never before. I pray, Lord God, that our focus and our eyes be set on you, God, as you march us through this time. And, Lord God, through the things that are coming, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that we will stand fast, unmovable and unshakable, Lord God, because we are holding on to your unchanging hands, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this hour. We thank you for this time. We bless your holy and righteous name. And we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We want to see your glory, Lord. Use us, Father, for your good pleasure. Hide us behind the cross. May our motives and our intent be right before you, God. To the hearts of everyone on this line. Teach us how to pray in this hour. Restore hunger for righteousness back in us, Lord. Move what you did when we first fell in love with you, Lord. May the fire of your spirit burn up everything in us, Lord God, that's not like you. Prepare us, Father, for what's about to come. Prepare us, Father, even for the times of refreshing. Calling people to come to you, Lord. May we be ready, Lord. I give you the glory, I give you the honor, and I give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God has given us much to settle within our own hearts and within our own lives. Let us not take such a rich word from God and set it aside. But let us seek him like never before. You know, he said that his judgment was going to begin at his house. And even his very elect would barely make it in. So we're walking this thin line with God. I'm saying it's a thin line because that's what the word has said, that he has to quicken the time for us. What about the rest of the world? He needs us. And no doubt we need him. Before we go, is there anyone else that has something burning on their heart? Well, if not, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I thank you for being part of this open discussion on tonight, because we need one another. We're accountable to God, but we're accountable to one another as well. So you all be blessed, and may God be with you, as well as his spirit. Amen.
And
join us again. Amen, amen. Thank you,
amen.
Thank you, thank you. Love you. Love you guys.
Love y'all. Have a blessed night.
You too. Amen.
Amen.